Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Over the Moon Shirts, offering incredibly soft tees with unique graphics. You get 22% off when you use the promo code SideQuest when you check out.
I'm your host, Mark Sharks, and this is SideQuest. Today I'm joined by Chris Lockie, Anthony Silvio, surprisingly, and Seth Silvio. And if this is your first time listening to SideQuest, we talk about the ins and outs of the video gaming world. So you don't want to miss out, don't forget to subscribe to us on Pocket Cast, Spotify, and help us through a small monthly donation through Anchor.
I know. When you look at that script and it says Pocket Cast, podcast!
Subscribe to us on podcast, any podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
So we got a wide variety of topics, but we're...
And they're really short and sweet, so...
It's like all small bits today.
Yeah, kind of.
It's small bits for a lot of different things, so we're going to get through as much as we can.
I'm going to try not to name this episode All the Small Bits.
So our first ones are new characters announced in Super Smash Bros., which I think a lot of us here are excited for.
Yeah.
Well, Super Smash Bros. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just happy about Super Smash Brothers.
In general. I'm excited for the story, honestly, because like watching that trailer, it looks so beeping fun.
There's Michael.
You're that guy. You're like,
I swear to God, I just
you're the one guy that Call of Duty had to keep putting
the single player.
He's
the one upset there's no story.
Yeah.
No, see,
actually, there is a tiny bit of one.
I just enjoy the zombies story. Yeah. That's more complicated than the actual story anyway.
Exactly.
It's better.
I just want once. For a game for him to be like, I'm actually interested in the mechanics so he can be good at something. And not like, well, I know where that person comes from and I know the trivia about him. Did you know they had a small brother once? No, because he lost the game.
It's like, stop reading about the champions and start playing.
November 1st, Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct conference for the upcoming Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, as I see new Pokemon Incineroar and Ken from Street Fighter. Other new player...
Playable.
Other new...
Let's pretend you didn't say that.
Other new playable characters are Dark Samus, Daisy, Krom, Inkling, Ridley, Simon, Richter, King K. Rool, and Isabelle. There will be one DLC character, the Piranha Plant.
I want to buy that.
Other people are like, it's still not Waluigi. What are you doing? Everybody wants Waluigi.
I think at this point, they're just holding...
They'll give out the freaking block before they give out the Waluigi.
The question mark block?
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate will be released on December 7th. Chris is actually having like a countdown on his phone now.
By the way, just to clarify, Ridley is not anything to do with Alien.
We know.
Yeah, it's a character from
the video gaming world. They know.
Yeah.
Well, you say that, but Mortal Kombat had an alien in it.
And?
It
was labeled Alien. It wasn't labeled Ridley.
Free clarification.
Just letting you know, the alien in Mortal Kombat X is an alien.
But even then, if they're going to do anybody from Alien, they're probably not going to do Ridley.
Yeah.
Well, what if they're like, huh?
Well, talking about just Super Smash Brothers, Overwatch.
What? How does that segue?
They have new characters. They got new characters coming.
Focusing on new characters. Yeah. You're like, well, because Super Smash Bros.
Because at BlizzCon this year, Blizzard announced that they have 6 more characters they plan to release over the next couple of years, which is kind of confusing. Because when you're getting into a game, you're like, where can they put all this?
Red is for League of Legends. Like, we're gonna slow down champion making.
Yeah.
And we're gonna focus on just, you know, making sure every champion's up to date with everything. You know. And Blizzard's like, more champions.
Well, because their stuff is, for the most part, pretty balanced, unless you're Hanzo. And that will never
honestly
change.
I don't know. Hanzo's not as busted as he was.
True.
As long as you're not Roadhog.
Yep.
Roadhog.
Exactly. But Ash is the next hero plan to be released. It's actually in the PTR or whatever it's called.
I should have done that. I was playing Overwatch.
And as for ability, she can quickly fire her rifle from the hip or use other sights to line up high damage shots. And I'm going to turn that music down because I can't even focus. She also has a dynamite and a coach gun that packs some serious punch. Apparently, that's what's Anthony put in the script.
That's what I saw when I was doing research.
But she also has her ally. When I was watching the... What are you looking at?
Fuzz.
When I was watching the cinematic with her and...
McCree.
McCree.
That was a really good
McGregor.
WWE fighting.
At UFC, we had this conversation.
Dude. Sorry.
But she has an ally, which is a robot. Shut up. Named Bob.
I'm going to call him Boob.
Boob. Because he has it spaced out? Yeah. And then there's also Echo.
Well, I assume Bob stands for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, though.
Big old boy.
Yep. Big old boy. Okay, if we make a... if once she's released and we make a video with Overwatch, I'm going to say, big old boy! It's just not even Bob. But Anthony put in here that I guess Echo is another champion.
Oh, hey, look, another... Yes. Another League of Legends.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
It's like, come on, like at least with the Ash, like just change up, like.
I well, was she talking, had an, it had an E.
What, no,
Ash has an E in really in
what?
And gray hair.
I was like,
and as a marksman.
I was talking to a coworker working. I was like, I hope they just change her names, like reverse it, just call her Esha.
How would Echo be? I'm just curious.
Okay.
Okay.
Okra. Okra.
But I guess...
and here comes Okra.
I guess it was originally named Iris when Overwatch was actually...
that would have been a much better name considering we don't have one either.
Prometheus.
That's what Overwatch was originally going to be.
It could have worked both
like
ways,
back in
I
the
guess.
Pitch, being like, this is your
champion. I like Overwatch.
I keep calling them champions and they're heroes.
Yeah, they're heroes.
Well, and people coming from Overwatch call things heroes, so it's okay.
But Ash will be released on the 30th. Okay. Wait, November?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No. No. You're misreading that.
What?
Ash
no,
is
he's
the
got
next
the,
one.
He's got okay. the elite details. Shut up. Let it happen.
Ash
gets released
is
going to
be
30th,
the 29th champion, and Echo is not going to be the 30th.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
there's another one.
If she gets
okay.
released on November 30th, I'm calling him a prophet.
Yep. Exactly.
Gets released on November 29th.
Yeah, I'd still call him a prophet.
No,
it's pretty damn close.
No, I got it. She's going to be released on November 31st.
Oh, please shut up.
Hey, Seth, what's your...
I'm upset because I was literally about to give him this topic, but now I don't want to.
Hey, Anthony, let's talk about Xbox Scarlet.
Okay, but I'm doing the next one, too.
No, you're not.
No. Fine. So, last episode we talked about how the PlayStation 5 has been announced, which no doubt was leaving the Xbox fans uncertain about what to expect. Like, where's our next console? What's going on, guys?
No one cares.
Luckily,
no one knows.
Microsoft recently released information that by sometime in 2020, we can expect a new Xbox, which is currently codenamed Scarlet. It's not only rumored to be the next system, but they're going to be implementing the streaming service Project X Cloud that Microsoft has been working on.
You know the thing we talked about last time.
The last podcast. They also have purchased 5 new franchises for Xbox, so they're really trying, I guess, to up those exclusives that they have because
PlayStation's
kind of like, look at all our exclusives! And they're like, Halo. We got a couple more.
Halo.
I know.
We got Battletoads.
Battletoads.
They got that rare collection game.
Yeah, there's Battletoads in it.
Gears of War.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Gears of War is good.
Alright. Set?
Yeah.
This is my reason for getting Anthony also an RDU. Why don't you talk about Red Dead 2?
Red Dead 2? Gosh, man, I can't wait.
Before you say anything, you know what's funny? I saw this video.
You're gonna say the horse.
Yes.
And Rhodes.
Because it's like, he was like going up to the white horse because it's a rare horse, and he's like just really close, and this freaking moose just headbutts the crap out of him.
That's not what I was. Not the video I saw.
Yeah, because he was going up to it, and he's like, and then this freaking moose just popped out of nowhere and just went, boom!
I saw a similar video of this guy or somebody was playing, and then this lady like runs up to him while he's on his horse and asks for his help. And he slowly just like he comes up towards her, and then a deer just boom.
See, I thought you were gonna talk about how there was a glitch around when it first released where there's an invisible fire in Rhodes.
Oh my goodness!
And there were just horses and people running around on fire.
And you can't even see it. Oh my goodness. You can
see the fire.
It was spectacular.
Well, what is the news resulting in Red Dead 2?
So, Red Dead Redemption 2 was released to PS4 and Xbox One on October 26th. Red Dead 2 is actually the prequel to the first game, so it's coming.
Wait, what? Everything.
Yes,
it's a prequel. It's a prequel.
You did not know that?
Like,
my mind is blown.
John Marston is in it, but he is not the protagonist.
Like, I played Red Dead 1 a little bit, and I loved it.
I never even touched it, but it looked. I need.
I always
to get
wanted
a
to
bit.
Play it, but I didn't have a PlayStation.
I liked it a little bit more than Xbox. Like, there is certain things of Grand Theft Auto I liked. I like the online of Grand Theft Auto and doing the heist and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a sucker for Western stuff,
Me too.
And I love just going up to a rifle and just going into one of the, like, hooker or bar joints and just shooting everyone and going...
Hooker or bar joints?
Okay, it literally is the same thing. Back in the West.
Just say a saloon.
Yeah,
saloon.
Well, because they had gambling, too. I remember going into a saloon.
Yeah. I've watched a little bit of gameplay of Red Dead 2. And
you are
like,
all sinners! And then just started shooting everyone.
One of the ones I watched, he goes into a saloon or whatever, sits down and plays a game of poker, has, like, a 3 and a 4, and he's like, okay, I'm going all in! Loses all his money, and he's like, y'all cheated! Boom! 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 And then the end of it is just like a pile of cops just dead in the bar.
That's the only way to play Rockstar games,
why
right there.
He's the one cheating! Get him, coppers!
Exactly.
Jaffers.
Okay.
Anyways.
Seth was talking, but... like all of us, we just did,
yeah.
We just interrupt him.
So the new protagonist in this one is going to be Arthur Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
The previous protagonist, what did you say his name was?
John Marston.
John Marston is in the game, but he is not a protagonist. Does he even work with our protagonist?
Yes.
He does work with our protagonist. Protagonist.
Protagonist.
I know.
No,
shut up. Okay. So far, a PC release has not been confirmed, but it is rumored, and I'm hoping that they do what they did with Grand Theft Auto 5 and release it just remastered, basically, in a year or so.
Yeah.
That way we get it on PC, because I don't have any consoles, except for GameCube.
I my question is, did they do that on purpose? Like, they were like, literally, we are not going to do PC, or...
No, they didn't say anything at all about PC anywhere that I saw.
But or they like were they like screw you guys, you're gonna have to buy a console? Or
so what I was what I've seen for it is they did not announce anything about PC, but around the time that they were getting set to like finish up with the game, mm-hmm. they were hiring people that were related to like some of the same people I believe that they used for their PC version of Grand Theft Auto.
So were they having issues, or they just, or their team's just not not qualified, but
just not really prepared to do, I don't know,
PC.
Yeah,
something
like that.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to do with.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping that we get to see it on
just
PC.
Just gonna skip that.
Shut
like,
up. There's more
words
still
there.
I'm not done talking!
I keep
just trying to figure
him.
Out how to close
Chris,
that statement off.
Chris, be quiet. Seth,
okay.
Keep talking.
I'll just play Pokemon Go with Michael.
No, I'm
okay. So Red Dead 2 actually has a ton of really cool features, such as a whole bunch of stuff to make it a lot more realistic. We've got an eating system. You actually have to like hunt for your own food, take
Ooh.
Care of your people. Set up
beans.
A camp.
I'm gonna keep my
say
mouth shut
buy
because
beans.
They started doing that with Grand Theft Auto because you could hunt.
Really?
Yeah, in the beginning. When
yep.
They, when they
in
started.
The story,
and then yeah.
This is a lot more in depth. Like, there's a weight system even.
Okay.
Yeah, like
if
you don't
eat enough, you start to lose weight, and your health bar starts being a lot lower.
You can't run as much. You're not as strong. Like, it affects
it's
your stats in game.
Really in depth. It's cool.
I play video games, so I don't have to take care of myself.
Exactly. It's like Arthur Morgan is in perfect health. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here about to die of a heart attack and a stroke at the same time.
And then there's also a cinematic camera that keeps you on the trail. keep you on the trail so you can enjoy the scenery.
Like, you're riding your horse, you can push a button, and it switches to a cinematic camera that just keeps you on the trail while taking lots of really cool cinematic shots.
Well,
so the thing they were trying to do in Grand Theft Auto 5.
But Grand Theft Auto 5, you still got to control the car.
Yeah.
And I love those shots, but then all of a sudden I get this weird shot and go, and I'm like, where am I? I can't even see. And then I crash.
Breath of the Wild just didn't have a cinematic camera. As soon as your trail hit, or your horse hit the trail, it would automatically start following that trail so you could do other things.
Oh, that's cool.
You didn't have to only enjoy the scenery. All right, and so our next topic is one that I think a lot of people here relate to. And we'll talk about the world's finale and Everything League. Which I believe, I know Chris will have
to back up. I'm jamming out over here.
It did also release a new KDA song, which will be on the same vein as like Mythic Hill.
So,
the world finale was, well, actually, I believe the most watched. No, it wasn't. I believe the whole entire 2018 world event was the most watched video gaming event.
Nice.
But
probably because the Koreans weren't winning.
And there were Western domination.
Yeah.
But,
which is funny because it was in South Korea.
From our end of. The side quest, we would like to personally congratulate Invictus Gaming on being your 2018 World Champions.
Littles? Okay.
Not that they're listening.
I'm going to give a little background on this because it was funny when we were watching this. Is when we were doing the other episodes, Kelsey. I moved the laptop and it. when I was talking to Michael, he went from Fnatic. And then he's like, oh, Nine's doing good. And he changes background. And then all of a sudden, they lost. And he's like, I'm back in the game.
I gave up Pokemon 9 when I saw they were in the group of death. I was happy they got out of the playing stage. And I was like, oh, but they're in the group of death. So I was rooting for Fnatic. And then they would turn around and beat RNG and Gen.G. And almost actually got first seed out of the group. I was like, okay, so I actually have a reason to root for Cloud9. And then they 3-0'd a Freak Freaks. And I was like, okay, so I'm actually doing something right. And then they get 3-0'd by Fnatic. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm switching it back.
Well, because we were like, if we did like an animation of that, it'd be like he's wearing the yellow shirt. He goes, oh, they're doing pretty good. He rips it off. It's a blue shirt. And he's like, yeah. And what are you doing? Stop. Put your clothes back on.
No.
And then he's like, oh, Cloud9 lost. And he rips it back off and it's Fnatic.
I've never changed. I was a secret double agent spy.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. There was a world's opening ceremony. And there was actually Ari, Akali, Kaiza, and Evelyn.
Yeah.
Which was really enjoyable, but some people were like, oh, yikes, Uncanny Valley over here. It's AR, it's gonna look unnatural.
Yeah.
It did look better than a lot of people attempting to do similar
stuff. But you also have to understand, it was live. Was it?
It was live.
And they were actually walking around the whole time.
Huh? And you're walking around the whole time.
Dancing the entire time.
And the camera movement wasn't like it was locked, it was a locked shot.
Yeah.
It was always moving.
I mean, there was that one point, I don't know if that was, on the entire screen.
We're not talking about that.
What?
There's a part where there was a portal, and I was supposed to jump through it. But the camera moved forward, and it caused all of the air to freak out.
Oh.
All you saw was, you could see the portal, and you could see Ari and everything else. It was, pink.
Oh, my goodness.
Just pink and black.
And like, switch it to a different camera! Switch it!
They stuck with it.
They go hard.
Yep.
It was live. There was nothing you could do.
And then Michael showed me the opening ceremony of Rise.
And
I was like,
not as good, but so I found out that that's just the way Mako sings.
Yeah.
That's the way he sings. It's not like he didn't underperform. That's just the way he performs.
I know. And he over exaggerates certain
the thing that irritates me, he's from America.
I know. And he was over-exaggerating when he was doing it live. Because when you're recording, you can always change it out or fix the pitch or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was doing it, he was kind of going over in the top and he kind of sounded like a squeaky toy on certain points. And then sounded like he wasn't on tone.
Well, Chris, do you want to know how you could be a world champion?
What? What? What?
With Over the Moon t-shirts. Oh, my offering incredibly soft tees.
I thought I was the only one.
Now that's a good segue.
Your unique designs feature a comfortable t-shirt today with a 22% discount on every item with the promo code SideQuest and checkout. They have shirts to express any mood, from pizza to Cthulhu to Captain Space to world champions.
Well, wait, not yet.
We're working on that.
They are.
They're working on it.
There is a new shirt coming out soon.
Head over to overthemoonshirts.com with promo code SideQuest to get 22% off. That's SideQuest with no spaces to get 22% off at checkout today. There's your segue.
No, but honestly, yeah, there is a new shirt coming out.
Just hops on, leans forward.
I'm just going to show up.
You're just happy and proud at the same time and not willing to show it.
All right, so I didn't understand this in the script. It says small bits. But are you
asking
the question and then we?
If he's
reading
the question,
first one.
You can't research small bits.
You can't?
No.
Oh, then I guess it means small bits.
Hey, bro, this isn't. That's not a thing that would be a small bit.
We'll do this. We'll make the last topic a small bit, and I will do it. Because Anthony doesn't know how to do small bits.
I don't understand.
All right, so.
That's Chris's job.
It's your favorite topic of the whole podcast. It's called Small Bits.
I don't know, I kind of like you.
Shut up. So, our topic today, unfortunately, is going to be Destiny 2 is going to be free on Battle.net.
You get down, Cap.
How do you feel about that? Do you think that was a bad move for Blizzard?
I mean...
Or do you think it was just like a pity, like, so our game is not doing good, here's a free game?
I think what it is, the game's doing fine. I think that with them releasing the Forsaken DLC, what they are doing there is, hey, we've got all this to it. You can take this for free to get you started, and if you like that, here's more for like 20, 30 bucks each. Because then, I mean, the game costs 60 bucks at launch, I think. It's cheaper now, I'm not sure, I haven't looked. I think it's 30 or 40. And then the DLCs, I believe the first one is still $20, second one is still $20, I think the newest one is like 40.
Okay.
Something along those lines. I may be wrong, I don't have the numbers in front of me. But if they give the game for free, they can get more than what they would have gotten out of the game.
Sure.
With just the DLCs. So that brings a lot more people in.
A smart buyer, just get it free and don't even buy the DLC.
Yeah, but you're gonna play it and you're gonna be like, but I want the DLC. Especially if you play it with us, we're going to all have the DLCs.
Is that happening? It's not.
I already have Forsaken. I'm just waiting on this one.
Oh no. This got heated.
Listen to this hypocrite over here. I already have the DLC. We talked a week before that DLC came out, and we were both like, yeah, we're not going to have the money to get it, so we'll probably just have to wait for a while. Next week, he's like, well, I have Forsaken. Why don't you have it?
No.
That's exactly what happened. We both agreed. All right,
topic's over.
I was there.
No, Anthony, you gotta shut up. No.
This is the way Michael is right.
I thought
okay,
we said
this
we...
is not about this topic. You could just roast him. Go.
I thought that we said that we might not be able to do it, and then I thought he had already gotten it. You had already got it.
I did. I pre-ordered it.
Okay, see, in the last day...
You two...
I pre-ordered it the day before it came out because I wanted the pre-order bonus, and I shouldn't have because I really needed that money. But...
Seth just wanted to get Cade's exotic stash.
I did.
If you know that.
I made a mistake. And I also...
So we have our final... topic. I like how he said that and everyone just looks straight down at their phones.
I'm like, wait a second, there's nothing after this.
What was going to be the small bits Anthony could talk about?
Okay, so Rust recently released a new update. It adds hot air balloons and that lets you make and fly in them. What?
So is that your first vehicle?
Nothing. Just go. Keep talking.
Okay. No, it's they've been working on cars for a while, but this is the first actual you can craft this in the game.
Gotcha.
And they also added a SAM turret, so you know, you can shoot down said hot air balloons. The only problem...
It's like we made a problem, and we made a solution.
Yeah. The only issue with that is they will shoot down all air balloons.
Even your own? It's like, it's like you build one, it's like, I don't want any hot balloons in the sky except my own. I'm gonna go fly.
And then you take out.
No! No!
And then you die. But
I have to restart the game entirely because it's Rust.
Yep.
Rust players really liked or were looking forward to this update because on the day it was released, there's more than 71,000 active players at one time, and that made it the fifth most popular game that day on Steam.
Wow. Oh, so on Steam. Okay. See, when you wrote that, I was like, overall, or like,
how do you know this?
Well, because I thought. There's probably a way to see, like, if someone's on a console.
I don't know, because I don't know if Xbox or PlayStation post their numbers in that.
Okay, true.
Steam does, because it's Steam, and they're pretty
not
much
even,
open about all that.
You're gonna mention the PC
you're
thing
You're gonna
again.
Fanboy.
Yeah.
You say I'm going to, like, I'm not already.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was going on? Sorry. You just pointed all three people. I was reading something on
well,
my
we're
phone.
On topics.
Okay, well,
you're
I was
close
looking,
us out?
I was trying to see other gaming news to you're try the, to keep up for ready for next time. I'm reading an article, and all of a sudden, all three eyes just look at me, and they're just like, why aren't you doing something?
Hey, Chris, I want to be the host of SideQuest, but I'm not really here all the time.
You named me the host of SideQuest. All right, he came in and was like, we're going to do the podcast, and you're going to be the host. Oh, what? But, yes, I have been your host, Michael Sharks, today. Thank you for joining us in SideQuest with Chris Lockie. Yeah, I'm not bye. With Seth Silvio.
Bye!
I'm not doing this. Anthony Silvio.
Hello!
That has been SideQuest. Join us for the next time where we talk about more about the video ins and out of the video gaming world. And we'll be happy to be there and talking more about it with you. So long.
And thanks for all the fish.
Okay.